What is that different? Prince is one. For which spiritual courage is most important? Yes, I think. It's not an egoistic statement. And for which again? Meditation is the most important. Who's your real master, maybe? Have some strong faith within yourself and your master, who said master. But not to measure a master in body form, the formless master. Don't ask anything. Yes, yes.
The mind is quiet.
You may ask any question. No problem.
I'd like to say, Maharaj, that after the moment I received your book, Selfless Self, for me it rang that it was the truth what you were saying, you know, and I felt totally convinced. Your words rang very true for me, and my hope was to, after reading the first few pages, was simply to meet you and to see you, you know. But to, I understand what you say, that the Master is not in body form, but it was very important for me to see you in body form.
Mm-hmm. It's okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, but my spirit, I felt like it clicked with you, you know, and I'm very happy that to be here, you know, and to see you now. I'm happy that Amit answered the email.
You blocked me 3 times. And,
you made everything so clear, mm-hmm. You know, clearer than it's ever been for me before, mm-hmm. And I'm most grateful to you.
Mm-hmm. So you have to undergo some meditation is most important for you. Mm-hmm. Have you got any master? Have you come across with any master previously?
Did you go to any other master previously?
I've been in the presence of other teachers. When I was a teenager, I was directed to go to the Vivekananda Vedanta Society, the Temple of Sri Ramakrishna, because when I was 16 years old, I met a man, his name was Raman Papaya, and I started learning tabla from him, you know, and he told me about Sri Ramakrishna, and for a little while I lived with his family. Mm-hmm. And he directed me there, but then after that, I met other teachers too. Probably one of the most important was Lex Hickson. He was a teacher in the Sufi lineage, mm-hmm. but also he was very much concerned with other lineages too. And then, of course, reading the works of Sri Nisargadatta Maharaj, you know, but I feel that all of this has led me to you, you know, and I believe with all my heart that when you say this is the final destination, I believe that emphatically, you know, that what you teach and what you're saying about who we are, it is a final destination. I feel I don't need to go anywhere anymore. Even if I hadn't have had the opportunity to meet you, I still would feel that way.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice, very good. Yes?
I think you just expressed a lot of our feelings in here. And just, you know, having had decades of searching.
Yes.
And then finally, here's my master. It was just, you know, just such a blessing.
It all became so clear.
Yes.
Very clear.
So concentrated meditation is the most important.
Yes.
Any worship, Brahmasmi or some Shiva or Mukti, Shiva, you practice. Through which you're inviting attention, invisible concentrator within you. That is the beginning stage.
Yes.
You got basic knowledge, you got already got. You're it, I am that, you're it, by self respect. Through which you got some, say, spiritual understanding. You have to retain that, you have to absorb that knowledge.
Yes.
It will happen spontaneously within you. Because you are a source of this world. Your spontaneous, invisible presence is projected of this world. If there is no seer, who is to talk about a scene? It's very clear, is it? But you must need courage to accept the reality. You do your job, you do your duties, you have responsibilities, you have business, you do all those. But at the same time, you remain unconcerned, untouched with the world. Where is what prior to bigness? After leaving body, what about the fate of this world? So be with you all the time. Only reading books is not sufficient. It's a waste of time. Not to torture body. Try to identify yourself. But trying to identify yourself, the identifier will be disappear. But everybody in this world is struggling for peacefulness, happiness, tension-free life and fearless life. Because all the time you are measuring yourself in body form, therefore all these concepts are required. What is a peaceful life? Who knows it? What is the peace? What is the tension? Where is the fear prior to bigness? Nothing was there. After leaving body, you want any peace? Intention will be there? No tension. Because we are counting ourselves in body form, so all tensions are there. All desires are there. It is not bad. I become victim of mind, ego, intellect. Why? When is it? Not to become slave of your mind. So have silence, then violence will be disappear. When you're reading books, you read as if your biography, your story. And be loyal with you. have some strong faith within you. Don't underestimate you. You are praying, you are central point of all this world. God, Brahman, Atman, Paramatman, etc. These are the words indicating your identity. The invisible identity is the unidentified identity. The anonymous identity. It cannot be case. Where everything ends, there you are. Have some firmness, have some courage, yes, I can do it. Nothing is impossible. But to break all this circle of the various concepts. We're acting within the circle of some concepts. Brahman also are another concepts.
And through the understanding and you speak how the Nam mantra, the Guru word, Guru mantra, helps us to do that.
Yes, yes.
I've been thinking like what questions I would ask you.
Yes,
if I saw you. But not many questions came. You know, the because as I said before, it was your word is so clear and self with self, and what came was the only question that I really would have would be to ask you that and to let you know that would be eternally grateful to receive Nam mantra from you to help dissolve more of the body knowledge that you talk about, you know, and to strengthen the conviction. Even more so.
Naam kya hai sir?
Devyanta.
After we finish communication.
We'll give your Naam mantra to you. What about you?
I've had the Naam mantra.
Uh-huh. Oh, already
yes, yes, yes.
So we'll give Naam mantra. So. But you'll follow it strictly. It should not be wavering mind. So any question is there for you? Anybody else? You can ask questions.
Please. Yeah, not so much of a question, but I would like to say that you exactly spoke of what was needed to be heard, because you spoke about when. I guess there was still, the reading or the, you know, being with the picture of Sri Nisargadatta Maharaj, something happened, spontaneous conviction, but I had waves of fear. I felt that there was coming and going of feeling I'm psychotic or so, I'm crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And now that you've said, I should be courageous. That was what I maybe couldn't hear by now. So thank you.
Hey, Sandy,
mm-hmm.
You want to ask a question?
I do. It's not really a question. It's just more of something I wouldn't like to have on tape. You know.
We'll turn it off right now.
Yeah.
You want an off the record.